AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The penalty phase begins this morning for the convicted Boston Marathon bomber.
Nearly 2 weeks after a jury convicted Johar Tsarnaev on all 30 counts, the same pool will gather again today to hear arguments on whether he should get the death penalty. The government needs to show an aggravating factor, such as whether the crime was carried out in a particularly cruel or depraved way. The defense is expected to again argue Tsarnaev was under the spell of his older brother and should get life in prison.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani. An Egyptian criminal court has sentenced ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi to 20 years in prison over the killing of protesters in 2012. It's the first verdict to be issued against the country's first elected leader. Australia's prime minister is urging European leaders to adopt tougher border control measures in the wake of the feared drowning of up to 900 asylum seekers whose boat capsized off the coast of Libya. Tony Abbott's government has a strict policy of turning back asylum seekers' boats in a bid to discourage them from trying to reach Australia.
The only way you can stop the deaths is to stop the people smuggling trade.
Sound courtesy AUBC, the Tunisian captain of that ship that capsized has been arrested. On the same day, six Minnesota men of Somali descent charged with terrorism-related offenses. In Alabama, a spokesman for a Muslim couple said their 20-year-old daughter fled a Birmingham suburb to join the Islamic State militants in Syria after being recruited online.
For them, this is worse than losing the life of a child, right? To have them join such a horrible gangs of violent extremists. I mean, nothing can describe the pain that they're facing.
An Indonesian court has convicted an American man, Tommy Schaefer, of murdering his girlfriend's mother in a Bali hotel room last summer. He's been sentenced to 18 years in jail. This is AP Radio News. Big recall at Texas-based Blue Bell Creameries.
We're heartbroken over this situation and apologize to all of our loyal Blue Bell fans and customers.
CEO Paul Cruz says the company is recalling all of its products after two samplings of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for listeriosis. The products are sold in 23 states. The Agriculture Department says the deadly H5N2 bird flu virus was found at a farm in northwest Iowa's Osceola County. That means up to 5 million hens there must be destroyed. Aviation disease expert Simon Shane says that won't be an easy task.
There is a carbon dioxide foam, which is a little more than experimental. It has been used. Alternatively, the birds have to be removed manually from the cages, and they have to be euthanized with carbon dioxide.
Federal officials want to remove most of the world's humpback whales from the endangered species list. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.